Logan Henderson tossing six innings of two-run, four-hit ball to lead the Brewers to a 4-2 win over the Pirates on Tuesday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jackson Churia went 3-for-4 with a homer and two RBI as the Brewers' offense tallied 11 hits in all. Christian Yelich dropped to fifth in the batting order. He'll likely head further south as his slump continues. Yelich went 0-for-4 last night, seeing his average drop to .231. Manager Pat Murphy:
this guy's meant unbelievable amount to our organization, and the way he leads in there, you guys don't get to see. He doesn't need my protection. He doesn't need me to speak up for him, but he needs encouragement. So I'm asking the fans to understand this guy, remember who this guy was.
Cubs hung a loss on Tarek Skubal in his first start for the Dodgers, winning 5-1 at Wrigley Field last night. Dansby Swanson and Nico Horner both homered in the Chicago victory as the Cubs remained 5.5 behind the Brewers in the Central. Skubal, 2 runs, 4 hits in 6 innings for the slumping Dodgers. Packers edge rusher Micah Parsons says he thinks it's very realistic he'll be playing when the Packers take on the Cowboys in Week 6 in Green Bay.
We gotta put the work in. We gotta get to the point where I'm feeling great, and we say, Micah, you'll be in a really good phase. Is it possible? Yes. So I wouldn't say it's not possible, but at the same time, it's in these next, how many weeks is that? 10 weeks? What is it, 10, 12 weeks from now? We got to do our part to make it possible. But
Parsons still recovering from a torn ACL and meniscus injury he sustained back in Week 15 of last season. Countdown to the start of the college football season continues with the release of the top 25 college football poll yesterday. Ohio State opens at number 1, followed by Oregon, Georgia, Texas, and Notre Dame. Football Badgers open their football training camp in Madison tomorrow. Midwest League Wisconsin knocked off Beloit 9-3 to move within 2.5 games of the Sky Carp in the second half division race. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.